It's The Record. I'm Steve Scherr with Nancy Pearl, the librarian without portfolio, author of Book Lust, who's been thinking, we come to you on Fridays and you're thinking kind of happy hours. Is that right?
I am. TGIF.
TGIF, because you have two books about drinking.
Yes, an old one and a brand new one. And the brand new one is called The Trip to Echo Spring on Writers and Drinking by Olivia Lang. And there have been lots of books about the relationship between writers and alcohol. But I think this one takes a different sort of look at that phenomenon. And also, she's such a good writer, and she's such, even more important, I think, than being a good writer, is she's a great reader. So she looks at these writers, and some have had lots written about them, some have not very much written about them. Tennessee Williams, John Cheever, Ernest Hemingway, F. Scott Fitzgerald, John Berryman, and Raymond Carver, those six men. And their and how the role that alcohol played in their lives, and the for me reading this book, it was so interesting to read her interpretations of, say, the John Cheever story, The Swimmer, in terms of alcohol. She's such an excellent reader, and these close readings are really great.
Well, give me an example of that. I remember that story, and I also remember the movie with Burt Lancaster.
Yeah, well, you know, she talks about how at every place where he meets people, alcohol is involved, and
in their backyards.
In their backyards from their swimming pools, that he decides to swim home, basically from swimming pool to swimming pool. And how in Cheever's own life, alcohol served as maybe it was partly a creative element to help him write, but mostly I think she would say that in many of these writers' lives, alcohol served to dampen and make less obvious and immediate their self-hatred and their, you know, with Cheever and Tennessee Williams, you know, there was the whole notion of sexual identity. And, you know, they came of age at a time when it was not acceptable to be gay.
How did he treat Hemingway? Because Stephen Colbert the other night did this whole thing about Hemingway and the writer and Hemingway the drinker, and he was making fun of it. But
no, I think after you read this book, there's no way that you could make fun of it.
Is that right?
You know, I mean, alcohol allowed them to get through as much of the years allotted to them as they had, but it really didn't do them any favors. Alcohol doesn't do you any favors. And I think
didn't some of these writers think it was doing them favors?
I think they all recognized how it allowed them to live and to deal with the pain of who they were and those things. But John Berryman, for example, the poet who many people don't read at all now, but, you know, Raymond Carver's life with alcohol, I mean, it was tragic. And, you know, Olivia Lang, this is partly a memoir of her relationship, her family's relationship to alcoholism. And partly a road journey, because she travels, she follows where, goes to the places where these writers had a particular relationship. So New Orleans for Tennessee Williams, Key West for Hemingway, Port Angeles for Raymond Carver. And there's a wonderful scene at the end where she just really is visiting Raymond Carver's gravestone and just bursts into tears.
You know, I'm reminded of a book by the writer Pete Hamill.
Uh-huh.
Didn't he write a book
Yes,
about
he did. A Drinking Life,
drinking
I think it's
life.
Called.
And also
yeah.
About the, it did them no favors.
Right.
That's a nice phrase you're using.
Yeah. The other thing I think that sets this book apart in some ways for me is that Olivia Lang is, maybe now she's 37. I think when she was writing this book, she was 34. But she's British. So she brings to these American writers a different sensibility. And I think her interpretation of Cat in a Hot Tin Roof and the glass menagerie, especially. She talks about that a lot. And in fact, the title of the book comes from a Tennessee Williams play.
Well, because that's what I was going to ask you.
Yeah, because one of the characters in, I think it's the glass menagerie, says, oh, I'm going to take a trip to Echo Spring. And Echo Spring is the place where the liquor is kept in the living room. So it's a matter of 15 paces over to get that drink.
The Trip to Echo Spring on Writers and Drinking, Olivia Lang. But then you have an older book.
I have an older book still in print, an absolutely amazing memoir called Drinking, A Love Story by Caroline Knapp.
Now, I remember when this came out. It was controversial, wasn't it? I thought people were...
Well, it was the time, about the time when Mary Carr's A Liar's Club came out. So you were getting a lot of these very personal women's stories. And but this is the book that, for me, explained addiction in a way that no other book did. And it made the notion of addiction something that I could understand. And I never quite... I mean, I think I'm addicted to reading, but...
really? In the same way?
I think in the same way, where I feel, you know, I get a little nervous if I don't have a book with me, or I don't have a paper book. It's not enough to have books available on an iPhone. I need a paper book, you know, and I find myself, you know, sort of getting a little, you know, shaky and all of that if I don't have a book handy. But this book made that addiction, that sort of addiction of alcohol or drugs. You could substitute any real addiction in here. It's really the subtitle, A Love Story, is true. And that's what's so sad about this.
How did she end that book? I mean, when you go through this book, Drinking a Love Story, is she still in the midst of her love?
Well, I think in the end, she died very young of something else. But I think that alcohol probably contributed to that.
No kidding. When was this book out?
This book originally came out in 1996.
Yeah, that's how long Mary Carr's book was out?
I think so.
Ago?
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
I could be wrong.
You said something I just want to ask you about. It's a little of a tangent, but you said when many of the memoirs women writing about their lives were coming out, was there a moment in time?
Well, it seems to me, I mean, when I think about them, and maybe there's a big difference in time from when Mary Carr's book was published, but
was something happening?
I don't think anything was happening. I think maybe that was...
Agents got interested in that kind of story.
Yeah, and I think Mary Carr had a lot to do with that.
That's interesting. So what do I take away from these two books about liquor?
Forget that TGIF nonsense and, you know, go home and be as sober as a judge.
Well, don't think it's going to help my art.
No. Don't think that.
Some of these guys did turn to it as if it would help their art, right?
They did. And I think there is that that appeal of drinking in the same way there's an appeal of madness for creativity. But alcohol, you know, in the end is a depressant.
Yeah. And writing is work.
Right.
Drinking, A Love Story, Carolyn Knapp, KNAPP, and The Trip to Echo Spring on Writers and Drinking, Olivia Lang. But I can still just imbibe a little bit, just not think I'm doing any good for my art form.
Only on Passover.
Okay. Thank you, Nancy.
Thank you, Steve.
This is The Record.